Well, as you know, listening to this program each week, we catch up with a New South Wales Institute of Sport athlete as we head towards the Paris Olympics and Paralympics. Tonight, we're going to catch up with Reid McCracken, who is a scholarship athlete at NSWIS with cerebral palsy and has already racked up a number of Paralympic medals in wheelchair racing. He's been to London, Rio, Tokyo, and ahead of his campaign in Paris, he's joined us on the line. G'day, Reid.
Hey, Mike. How you going?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for joining us. Mate, you're obviously looking to become a veteran of four Paralympic Games. It must be pretty surreal to think of all you've achieved at the age of 26.
27 now. Veteran. Oh, no, at that age. Hopefully heading into my fourth game. So, exciting time. But, at the same time, it's full steam ahead now and getting closer each week.
You compete in the 100, 200 and 800 metre T34 events. You have picked up a few silver and bronze medals over those three games you've been to so far, but what would it mean to bring home an elusive gold medal?
That's what we all aim to go. You know, when you go to the Paralympics, that's what everyone in that race, in that final, wants to take home, that gold medal. And yeah, I've come close a few times, three silvers in the 100. I'd do anything to get that gold medal, and we're working really hard towards it, and we'll keep, you know, working hard over the next few months now. We will turn up to Paris with in the best shape that we can to try and finally see how we go and you know, get back on the podium, but also try and win that gold medal.
Yeah, I think with all your experience, Reid, you're a veteran now. You'd know what it takes to win that gold medal, mate. I've told one of your heroes growing up was the great Curt Fernley, and you actually got your first big break by getting the chance to race against Curt. Can you tell us a bit about that story and what it was like to race your hero?
To go back even further, you know, my first exposure to Paralympic sport was watching the highlights of Beijing in 2008. And I watched Curt race in 2008 on the highlights package then. And to be fast forward then 4 years, and I didn't expect to be in London, to be honest, but I was able to compete in London. I won a couple of medals, and I ended up training with Curt for close to 7 years, I think. Wow. In Newcastle. So I spent a lot of time with him. And, just from that, you know, he was my exposure to Paralympic sport, and that element of, you know, that I could do something like that too if I put my mind and put my, you know, desire to it. You know, I have every chance of doing that as well. And I just remember sitting there watching Beijing with my family and thinking, that's what I want to do. I want to do something like that. And now to be able to, you know, to head into my fourth Paralympics, you know, and having done three games with Curt was pretty special, in training with him as well. While I was in Newcastle with Andrew Dawes, so very special.
Yeah, you're certainly learning off the best there, Reid. Yeah, Curt Fernley, obviously an absolute legend. Look, we'll be keeping an eye on you, Reid, and hope you can finally win that gold medal. Keep doing what you do, mate. You know, you're inspiring many, many people, and you're on track to join Curt Fernley as a legend of the sport.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that.
That's Reid McCracken there. He's an Australian Paralympian looking to compete at his fourth Paralympics when he goes to Paris, a wheelchair racer, and he's part of the New South Wales Institute of Sport there. So we'll keep an eye on Reid McCracken in Paris.